great song to sing, even when it's a rainy day. Good morning. Let's give it up again for Shenanigans. We are incredibly lucky to have such a talented team, so we make sure every third Sunday that they are just on stage, in the spotlight, that we spotlight them. So thank you for that. So, best day ever. Yeah, it is. I feel like it's been a long time since I've been here. And last Sunday feels like it's been a year ago. It was a long time. And I went all the way up to Oregon to see my youngest son, so it was through all the fires. He's like, it probably was a clue when the name of the town is Ashland, that they will have ash in the air for about another month. And it's like, okay, we're known that there's rain and winds and everything that'll blow that stuff out of there. So I am knowing that Mother Earth is very, very healthy, though, and we just claim that and we just know that because a lot of transitions and a lot of things are happening, not only in our lives, but in the world out there. Today is all about affirmations and denials. And this month we have been studying the Science of Mind, Five Steps to Affirmative Prayer, the spiritual mind treatment, which is knowing that God is everywhere, I'm one with God, I know all things and all good are possible. And then I go to that gratitude space and give thanks and release it to the universal boomerang, the universal action of the law. I was excited when Betty was sharing her story about finding Science of Mind. I've shared before, I actually was introduced to Science of Mind when I was in high school. My sister's boyfriend took us to his church, and I was so amazed because everything I had known up until then was there's some old deity judging me. And the last thing I wanted is some old guy judging me, right? And then I learned in the Science of Mind that it's an energy that flows through the universe, that is flowing through all of us, that we have the opportunity to change our life simply by changing our mind. I am saying simply, because changing our mind about who we are is not always the simplest thing, right? Because we have an idea of who we are, and we forget the divinity and the brilliance and the uniqueness of who we are. And that's why we come here on Sunday, to remind ourselves. That's why we hang around other people of like mind, to remind ourselves of the goodness that flows through us. And it's not an ego thing, it's a gratitude, humbling thing that it's like, wow, this awesome power that aligns the planets also flows through me. I was thinking about the caterpillar and, you know, how it changes into a butterfly, because butterflies are just so amazing. The caterpillar starts, all of a sudden, there's something going on, and it starts eating everything and consuming everything in sight, because something is going on with it. And sometimes I think that's what's happening in the universe right now. It's like there's something going on, and there's a great transition that's ready to happen for all of us, that, you know, we're no longer called citizens, we're called consumers. Didn't anybody have, like, a citizens class when you were a kid? It's like we had to take U.S. citizens, and we're going to learn about what it's like to be a citizen and what a good citizen is. So being a good citizen, now we're called consumers because we're out there buying, and consuming, just like the caterpillar, consuming lots of stuff because something's going on inside of it. And there's something inside a caterpillar that's called imaginary cells. There's these imaginary cells, and all of a sudden, the caterpillar is consuming all this stuff, and these imaginary cells have within it a blueprint for what it is to become. And all of a sudden, these imaginary cells start having a little battle with the regular cells of the caterpillar until all of these connected imaginary cells transform the caterpillar as it cocoons into a butterfly, and it is renewed. And I believe that that's really what's happening to all of us. There's some kind of imaginary cells, and as we come together, there's that tipping point that is happening where we come together in like mind, and as we change and recognize, and not so much that we have to change, but more of a recognition of the divinity and the connectedness of all of it. all of us. So the more we see the divinity in ourselves and see the divinity in everyone else, the more we get to that space of love and peace and harmony throughout the world. And it starts with recognizing the divinity within ourselves, because we forget. We forget who we are. And there's a great question to ask ourselves, because many times we go around and it's like, oh, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. What should I do? What should I do? I used to ask my sister this all the time. She's like, I'm not going to tell you what to do, because then you're going to blame me for everything that went wrong in your life. And it's like, yeah, I just wanted somebody to blame instead of taking responsibility. So the better question, instead of what should I do, ask yourself, what do I need to know about myself? What do I need to know about myself? And that comes from a higher point. I need to know about myself that there is a divine energy that's flowing through me. There's imaginary cells that are blossoming all of us into beautiful butterflies that can fly. Just like Betty was talking about, the electricity was always there. The divinity of who we are has always been here. We just forget to recognize it. And I think that was Jesus' greatest statement, is forgive them, they know not what they do. And I want to say that to all the ancestors, for all of us, forgive them, they know not what they do. They didn't recognize who they were. And so this is where we get to change things in life, as we recognize who we are, that there is an energy flowing through us that is divine and beautiful and amazing. And the more we recognize that, the more we fly like the butterfly, the more we see it out there in the universe, and the more we change the things that are going on out there in the universe by changing what's going on within ourselves. So the affirmation and denial, they have, when I took Science of Mind classes, they had the 5-step treatment and they had the 7-step treatment. And the 7-step treatment was all about conditioning your mind, because sometimes our mind is saying, no, that's not true. If I'm saying I'm rich beyond my fondest dreams, my monkey mind chatter kicks in and says, you better look at your checkbook, because I think you made a mistake. So we go into this denial thing. It's like, even though my checkbook looks like this, or my account looks like this, I know that there's a wealth of energy and money and goodness that is flowing through my life. So the denial is really looking at underneath there. What's underneath there? Because sometimes the underneath there, if I just keep saying, oh, life is good, life is good, life is good, and yet underneath there I have this ongoing little story about, no, it isn't. Remember this that happened, or remember that that happened. So pulling it out and looking at it and saying, no, so this is not exactly how I feel, or this is what is going on inside my head, so that I can change that. Because if I have that underlying little voice that's saying, no, that's not true. At first, it may be necessary to deny just a small part of our human experience. For example, something like, although in this moment it seems I am less healthy than I would like to be, I know that more vitality is on its way to me now. Sometimes one must recognize a challenge and deny its power when one recognizes it. As a faith and trust that greater health is coming is affirmed and expected, that creates the chink in the armor of disbelief and opens up the space for spirit to do so. So sometimes we have this ongoing little mantra that's going on inside our head, and we try and put an affirmation over it. To me, it's almost like taking a Band-Aid and putting it over a sliver. It's like, let me pull the sliver out first and say, you know what? There's something here. Let me pull that out and let that go. I'm having a belief about myself that I'm not worthy, or I'm having a belief about myself that I'm not healthy, or a belief about myself that I'm not good enough. Whatever the belief is, taking a look at that and then saying, Spirit, what is it that I am to know about me? Because each and every one of us is different and unique and has our own amazing song to sing, dance to do, life to play out. So the more we can tune into that inner knower that already knows, the more we can recognize that divinity. Ernest Holmes says this in Living the Science of Mind, which is the book of the month this month. We are born with a natural state to express life, but almost from birth, certain factors have entered our experiences, which have tended to congest the flow, until finally it has almost stopped. We are trying to be the foundation all on our own, not realizing that each one is rooted in God, that there is a power greater than we are, a pressure against our lives from the divine source, which is self-acting. That power is right inside of us. So tuning into that power, and it's like, what am I to know about me? And coming from a space of love, because the more we handle ourselves with love in everything that we do, instead of beating ourselves up for things that we do, it's like getting on the computer and saying, oh my gosh, that was so stupid, I just erased my whole computer. That's when you say, oh, best day ever. Something wonderful is about to happen because I get to re-input everything. Yay! Sometimes things happen and it's just like, oh, I can't take that back. You know, there's life changes on a dime. And it's like, okay, even though things are going on out here or I made this mistake or something happened, I still love and appreciate myself. And really getting to that space of putting down any anger. I know a few weeks ago I talked about the three steps to creating the best life ever, and the first is forgiveness. And forgiving ourselves for things that we've done and letting that go so that we can move forward with love, with peace, with joy, with excitement. And then being in awe. I keep thinking if everyone would just walk around in awe of each other, and it's like, huh, isn't it interesting that you act out that way? Or that you do that, or that you do these amazing things, or crazy things, or whatever we want to discern, not judge, because of course we're not judging, but discern that other people are being and doing who they are, but also being in that loving space with ourselves. Isn't it interesting that I would react or respond that way? And get to the space of, I'm responding in the best way possible right now. So let me keep loving myself up. And that's why on the very, very good days, when we're having good days, we want to love ourselves up and really fill up our bucket and keep those vibrations high. Shenanigans sang the perfect song today. I can see clearly now the rain is gone. Because sometimes when there's a lot of rain in our hearts and souls, then we're not seeing things clearly and we're not seeing the divinity who we are so clearly. So it's like, how can I love myself today? How can I express myself in wonderful ways? Ernest Holmes says this, it is not the form of the treatment which you give or the prayer which you make that gives it power. Rather, it is your faith. And I always think we all have a lot of faith. I mean, we have faith when we drive down the freeway. We have faith that people are going to stay in their lane. Sometimes we have a little more faith than other times. We have the faith that people are going to stay in their lanes. So if we could have that undenying faith that something wonderful is happening each and every day, that we have gifts and talents that are bestowed upon us, that each one of us is unique and we get to get out here and play in the beautiful game of life, and then become mindful of our words and stay in that space of faith, love, and prayer. I like to think that I walk through my life now in prayer, spiritual mind treatment, or in meditation, where I'm staying in that zen of life and the flow of life. You know, when I was first introduced to this, being in high school, my sister had waited a year for me to graduate so that we could go move out together, and we decided, yes, we know this stuff. We're going to get this very expensive condo, and the two of us can afford it. And down by the San Diego Padre Stadium in Mission Valley down there in San Diego. And it was all great until she didn't get a job. And I'm like, oh, my God, could you just get a job? Because I'm not going to be able to do this on my own. And then we start getting into the life of things instead of staying into that positive space. The thing that we didn't know is there definitely needs to be a foundation. A foundation of spiritual practice where we are plugging in every day. Just like the electricity, it was always there. Spirit is always there. But it takes us plugging into it and knowing that Spirit is guiding and directing us and then tune into it. Not just take a little bit and, yeah, this is good. We've got it. Okay, gonna go do it. Woo! And then we forget to listen to Spirit. And we start doing these other things that are not uplifting us. that are not taking us down the right road. Although every road was divine and perfect, and we just ended up living apart, which was so perfect at that time in our lives. Yet it got us each on a different kind of path. And knowing that every step that we have taken has led us to this point right here. And this point is beautiful and fabulous and amazing. And the next step and the next step can get even better and better and better. It's just taking that time every single day to really tune into our bodies, tune into spirit. What is mine to do today? And as Betty was reading today and talking about her story, I was thinking, so much gratitude. I would like everyone to take this week and let it be a week of gratitude, where you're sending out love notes to family, maybe even real mail, snail mail, or email, or text messages. And getting in that space, this is kind of building up our own stuff, because I felt like last week I just got so busy with so much stuff. Excuse me, that spiritual practice went down just a little bit, and the gratitude that I love to do, where I'm taking and writing notes and thank you cards and such, kind of got pushed to the wayside, and it's like, oh yeah, I need to fill up my bucket, which is another great book. How full is your bucket? Because the more positive things we do, the more positive things that keep flowing through us. So I'm thinking this is a good week to fill up our bucket, giving out compliments, giving out love, sending love notes to people, to your family, to your friends. Just as a reminder, I worked with, when I was up in the Central Coast Center for Spiritual Living, there was a lady, and she sang a song from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. It was, oh my gosh. I know the song because I sang it all week. Anyway, it was a beautiful song. And I went on about how great it was. Well, a few days later, after I was away from the Central Coast, she called me and she's like, it was such a pleasure working with you. I just loved it so much. And I thought, that meant so much to me. So even just that little phone call and saying how much it impacted her and how wonderful it was just really can uplift us. So when we're uplifting others, we're actually uplifting ourselves. So that would be a great mission for this week. Find ways to uplift yourself and uplift others. Maybe even send yourself a love note. Oh, I like that. Emma Curtis Hopkins says this. I really love the song so much that we sing, Rise Up, O My Soul. Those words are from Emma Curtis Hopkins, and it reminds me that we're putting a demand on our soul that says, rise up. I don't need to be down here in a little pity potty or playing victim. Let me rise up my soul. Let me see things from a higher light. Everywhere I go, let me say good words. Let me say kind words. That's not exactly what the words are, but that's the intent, right? So Emma Curtis Hopkins says this, I will tell you that between you and your good, which belongs to you, and which you ought to have, is your idea of the absence of good. The most limiting beliefs are those that lie in our subconscious. As they come to light and are addressed with denials of their reality and then affirmations of truth, the limiting power of these false beliefs subside. When we start putting in the good affirmations, those things that are down deep in our subconscious mind start bubbling up. I think some of you have probably seen the demonstration of a clear glass of water with mud in it. The mud settles down to the bottom, and then you've got the mud at the bottom, and you've got the clear water on top. And when we pour in good positive affirmations or the clear water, it starts stirring up everything. That's why I always tell people, when you start affirmations, don't stop now, because it's stirring up stuff, and it's like cleaning out a closet. It might get messier before it gets better. So we want to put in those good positive affirmations, because that's when the subconscious stuff that's way back in the bottom of our mind, that's way back there, starts bubbling up, and we want to get those affirmations and those things that have settled down in there, we want to get them out. And the best way to do that is to keep putting in the good positive affirmations. And let me tell you, I guess I don't even have to tell you, but I'm going to say it. When we get busy weeks, like I traveled to Oregon and then to the Central Coast and then back home in that week's time, it's easy to get a little lazy on the spiritual practice. And it's like, okay, get back into practice. Make sure that the affirmations are flowing all the time, 24/7, 365. Because the more positive things we're putting in, the more we're getting out the goo and the gunk and the other stuff. I know that there's imaginary cells within us that are just calling and saying, move more, get ready to fly, because everything inside of you is good. There is love and there is goodness. Just recognize it. Recognize it when you look in the mirror. Recognize it when you stumble. Recognize it when you make a mistake. Recognize that there is a divine energy that's flowing through you, that we're plugged in, we're charged up, we're tuned in to the divinity of who we are. And that's one of those things that we're all connected. So when we can see the divinity in ourselves, so much easier to see it in everyone else. And the more we get into just the stuff of the world and not tuning into the divinity and the awesomeness, amazingness that's flowing through us, then we get caught up into out there. And then we perhaps could become part of the problem, and we don't want that, because we're not. We're part of the solution. So asking ourselves the question, what do I need to know about myself? And I'll tell you, some of the answer is that you're awesome, you're amazing, you're divine, you're unique. There's no one exactly like you. And all the experiences that you've had have brought you to this point. So the next point and the next point are amazing and awesome. So this week is celebrating the awesomeness of you, letting go of any of the things of the past, knowing that we're starting right here, right now. Paying attention to what is, we must always begin where we are, for it is the only place where we are present. And little shifts in attention, in focus, eventually bring us home to the truth of who we are. So little shifts of focus, of yes, everything I do is fine. All is well. And each and every step just gets better and better. So love and celebrate who you are. Send out the love notes to the universe. And let's go inside our heart of hearts as we just close our eyes for a moment to all appearances. As we just breathe in the fullness of life. Knowing that quantum leaps happen by small paradigm shifts. That we are shifting in how we are seeing ourselves. It's like, Spirit, I just surrender. I let go. I let go of anything that doesn't serve me. I let go of the old thoughts. I put in new thoughts of love, peace, harmony. That despite everything else that I've been through in life, that this point right here is divine and perfect. And I know that there is something wonderful and magical unfolding for each and every one of us. Knowing that there is one mind, one power, one infinite intelligence. Knowing that it is flowing in as and through us as we just connect with that infinite intelligence, that love, a pure spirit. As we continue to breathe in the fullness of life, knowing that life is good and life is very good, that we are all connected, so we see the divinity in everyone, knowing that there are beautiful shifts that are happening, that in this universe there are imaginary selves that are blueprinting for peace, love, transformation, that something wonderful is being transformed in, as, and through each one of us. As I speak my word and claim that there is beauty, there is peace, there is love, there is health, there is harmony flowing for all of us. Knowing that this week we absolutely recognize our own divinity. Seeing the divine uniqueness of who we are as we dance through life, as we sing our song, as we march to the beat of our drum. Knowing that that inner knower that just knows that it knows that it knows that it knows each and every step is guiding and directing us always. That we handle with care, with love, with appreciation, everything that we do, everything that we are. as we go to that space of gratitude, so grateful for each and every person in our lives, so grateful for this reminder, this time together where we remember, I remember who I am. The gratitude of our hearts opening to the love of each other and ourselves. Gratitude of the divinity that's flowing through the universe as I just release these words into the universal action of the law, as we all anchor this in mind together by saying, and so it is. So it is.